It's on us. We got the crew today, full crew. It's me, Ash. To my left, I have Cobb, Jacob.
Fuck you. I'm gonna call you that.
All right, and then Gabe, of course.
Here.
People wonder why depression is so high.
And our man, Cliff.
What's up? Yeah,
so this is the crew today. Jacob, you have something you want to tell us?
No, I don't have anything. You can call me Cobb.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Cobb?
I don't like it.
What, two B's or one? You look like two B's.
I thought he was calling you Cobb because you're corny.
I mean, no, but like people named Jacob. It's usually Jacob.
Yes.
Nobody called you Cobb though.
Nobody needs to call me Cobb.
What about like Jacoby?
I've heard Jacoby. My father has called
me. You're not Jacoby.
He ain't cool.
You're not him.
If you were good at basketball,
ain't it? You're not good enough to be a Jacoby.
What's considered good enough?
I like Cobb better.
I like Cobb too.
Like your beard.
You look like Cobb.
That's Cobb, dude.
Ain't it? That's a Cobb beard. That ain't a Jacoby beard. You'd be like cleaned up, kind of, if it was.
Okay. But that's just all a matter of perspective, and that's the focus word for this episode. Because
I like how you tied that in there.
I like how you did that.
They have a lot of perspectives going on about my hair and my name, or what I should be called or shouldn't be called. But
who's God?
I believe perspective is a very perplexing word sometimes in some situations.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, like you're a parent, close to parent like me, so like. The parenting perspective, I think, is something that gets overlooked among some friend groups. Would you agree?
Yeah, it can, because nobody can understand a parent's perspective until they are a parent. It's just that simple. It's one of those things like you can't understand the female perspective if you're not a female.
You can do as much as like open conversation, but until you're
empathy,
stuff like that. But until you experience that time of the month and stuff like that, we will never know.
Right. And I understand like there's parent experts out there and psychologists and all that stuff. But unless they have kids, I would, again, take their advice with a grain of salt, because it's like you're just doing this with a degree. You're not doing it with the experience.
That's the perspective right there, because I feel like social media wise, everyone's an expert now on everything.
Nobody's an expert.
Everybody's an expert on like disease and pandemics and that other shit.
I think everybody has like an expert opinion.
Yeah, see, and that's with like golf. My algorithm right now is like stretching for back stretching, mm-hmm. and golf tips. Really? And all these different swing techniques and use a driver towel. Head.
Yeah.
Keep your arm straight. So many different things that people are saying that all are trying to lead to the same thing.
And it's all a matter of their perspective, because just because that specific workout could have worked for them, but somebody else who looks at the game differently, you know, this helped them better, opposed to, you know, hey, because I know like you with you playing baseball, I'm pretty sure you were exposed to different tips or different traits to help improve how you do certain things, to where like one's perspective, you were like, that doesn't help me, but this one works more for me, correct?
I think that's any sport. I mean, you see somebody between the leg dribble, come off a screen, you try to mimic that, you know what I mean? In any sport, you try to mimic to be the best idealistic player you would want to be, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah, and your idea, like say for bowling, for example, if you see someone bowling with you and you're bowling, you're doing your thing, but they're, I see you could, if you go like one board over, you probably can get hit. And they may not understand that because you're coming at them with a different perspective of
how to do it. And if somebody told me last year, move two boards to the left, I'm like, two boards of fuck? What are you talking about? Two boards in the fucking left.
Right.
What board do you goddamn see on there? I see 10 pins down there. What board do you see? But no, yeah, like you said, now fast forward another year, I can tell somebody, hey, move a board to the right, and they looking at me like the same way I would look at somebody. Like, fuck you mean move a board to the right? And that's just, you know, and it's just, I would say the perspective of the terminology and breaking it down to mm-hmm. where somebody who isn't in the game can understand it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was watching baseball the other day and a fly ball, and I yelled, can of corn. And if you don't know, if you've never played baseball, you're like, a can of corn? What the fuck is, you know what I mean?
I said, can of corn? What?
Exactly.
Right.
So it's like you just hear certain terminologies to where you know what you're saying, but you don't know how to explain it.
So you're saying almost that perspective is also based on knowledge.
Yes.
In a way.
I can
imagine. Because you could be
your perspective could change with your knowledge.
Base. Exactly. And I don't want to say so simple-minded to one way to do something or anything, but what you know, that would be your perspective. Like, I mean, like... You guys, you're a Browns fan. All you know is losing. So your perspective of...
God damn.
Yeah, right.
Shots fired.
So your perspective of, like, a good season isn't going to be the perspective of, let's say, like...
I do
understand. Like the Patriots. You know what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Damn. I didn't mean to, like, say it like that.
He just...
I've been attacking John all day, and I apologize. I publicly apologize.
You got something against you.
Too close to home with that one. A shirt size.
You're right. Hey, that shirt size comment, that off my... Yeah, that was funny.
I didn't mean it like that. It just sounded really...
So a little backstory. So we did a double recording, and John was like, hey, Ash, you got any merch, you know, laying around? Like, I'm a medium. And it got quiet. And Gabe was like,
I wasn't listening. All I heard was, is there a medium hoodie for somebody to get in? And so I'm thinking in my brain, I'm like,
his perspective,
why the fuck do I need to put a medium hoodie on? Like, I already have a hoodie on. John said, no, it's for me. I said, you wear a medium? just you know what I mean? Just pure reaction. You wear a medium, nigga? No, I think you wear a large at least, daddy. Come on now.
Come on, man.
Just at all a matter of perspective, said, I guess.
Yeah. I'm perceiving this medium. You perceived it large, man. Shit. I'm about to leave, man. Go to the gym.
He said, Jordan meme. And I took that shit personal.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know you were a medium.
See?
Perspective. So maybe I'm like trying to fit into mediums. Maybe I shouldn't. That's what you guys are telling me. I get it. It's all right.
Ash, we were talking outside during our break, and we were talking about perspectives as far as like the business side.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you being a business owner, how would you like to be? How do you like to identify your business?
Unisex. I don't really like try to like box it in at all. I don't think anyone should try to box in unless that's your intention behind what you're doing.
So when they say like highlight a small business, are you just a business owner?
I mean, it is a smaller business because it's just me.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want to just highlight it as this is a primarily black owned business. Like, cause I have other people that may help me out with ideas. So like I may be the head, but essentially I have other parts that work with me. So, I mean, if I want to take that responsibility of like it's black owned, so now I'm only going to market to black owned spaces and things of that nature, which is like, it's cool too, but it's all a matter of perspective.
Right.
So I don't know. That's an interesting question to ask, honestly.
Because like whenever I look at a business, like I don't look at, I just look at the product. Like let your product speak for yourself. Like I don't care who really owns the business. If it's a product that I like, that I can endorse, I like the product.
Especially what if like the product has nothing to do with you though?
What?
Like, what if the product is like, this is going to sound kind of weird, but like bras, you're not going to, if somebody's promoting bras, you personally are not going to.
No, because I don't have knowledge of that. I don't experience it. So therefore I cannot speak on it. Then I would just have to buy it for your wife and everything. But I would have to go off a testimony or something like that. Like interview people that have bought this product, that use this product to get an understanding. Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Even like Asana, would you know what I mean? Like your perspective of what Asana would probably be a little bit different than that one.
Yes,
right here.
Yes,
that's like, because when I see Asana, my perspective is what I had in my house. I had a door, I had a shelter, I had a bench like probably a little bit longer than this, like and a wooden caved in actual thing. Like, so for you to have that, your head's poking out. My perspective is it's Asana, but like
it's a different type of sauna.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But so it doesn't matter who created the sauna, though.
No.
Mm-mm. So that's kind of like the conversation. I'm like, it depends on who made the product. That's what's being pushed. So like, we seen the post on Facebook as like, support these businesses. And then the comment was like, are you going to provide the same
customer service and quality as like, you know, a Nike or a Gucci? Because you're talking about the... sorry, like I said, I did not sleep good.
Water.
Actually, yeah, you're right. I need water. But yeah, I brought up a conversation outside about that when it came to this perspective conversation. Once, should we name names or no?
No.
Okay, we're not.
We'll let it live. This time.
We'll let it live. But talking about delivering the same quality and customer service as like Nike or Gucci, and that being kind of the reason why they deter from supporting, like, you know, either black owned businesses or small owned businesses. And my perspective on that is, I feel like that's backwards thinking of supporting your neighbor and somebody who could actually use the money versus supporting this big $1 billion business that really doesn't give back too much to the community or does, like, you know, much at all. Go ahead.
I understand, like, the perspective of, like, good customer service, because you don't want to, like, do business with somebody, like, that comes off like, you know, even though
you're kind of iffy right, and you're not right, too right. Like, sold on.
I get that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as quality, I mean, if it's a small business and they're just starting up, you should go in there, like, it, as of right now, it might not be the best because right. they're just starting. And mm-hmm. and you, as the consumer, have to understand that and understand that, because you know that's so hard about, you know, people respecting other people's perspectives, because, like, you know, as a consumer, you're going into a professional business to where you're going to have expectation qualities.
There's right. tiers of it, yeah.
But as you being somebody started out, you need to convey to the consumer, hey, look, I'm new, you know, this is me doing this, the quality might not be the best right now, mm-hmm. but work with me.
No, but it could be just as good. And the thing is, you're just asking them to trust you. Like,
right.
I get my same quality from the same source as them and everything. The only difference is they're slapping their logo on it.
And I'm slapping mine.
Exactly. So it's like, would you rather support somebody in your backyard, in your community, versus supporting somebody whose organization is like out of Italy or in Oregon or California? You know what I mean? Because you can't sit here and complain, oh, my city doesn't have anything, nobody's doing nothing. But when people are trying to do something, you shoot it down
or like,
but I think my perspective on it, I think that goes back to like the knowledge of your perspective, you know. I mean, so how many of our parents have taught us to stay Lorraine and keep Lorraine businesses
thriving? Right.
That is true. A good, you know, question. And I can be honest, my parents have
never done that.
I never think so.
I think, you know, I think we're more accustomed to keeping those because that's what our perspective is. You keep, unfortunately, you keep the rich rich, and, you know, and we keep Lorraine, you know, right. and mm-hmm. but we should make that the opposite. We should make the rich like Lorraine, and we should make Lorraine like the rich.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I think that's the perspective of, at a young age, I think we now having kids, we can, well, besides Jacob, we can all attest, like, to keep Lorraine, you know, proud, you know, and buy back into Lorraine.
But, side note, I put in an offer on a house in Lorraine and it didn't get accepted, but I did try.
He's trying to come back. Like, his pass is expired. We'll have a committee.
The spirit of Lorraine is just like, no.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Stay where you
are. Hey, you didn't trust us before. Yeah, you come back.
You done fucked us over once. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Once you leave Heartbreak Motel, there's no more intern.
Let me back.
But yeah, I think now we are at the age, and I think we're at the mindset to where that we can install in our kids to, it's okay to see the world and kind of how we talked about the first pod, going to college and, you know, and mm-hmm. having that opportunity to go see everything else. But it is also very important for us to come back here and make sure that where we're from and where we're going to ultimately live, if you do stay here the rest of your life, mm-hmm. is the best opportunity we can have.
Right. You know, I really wonder if there's been someone, if you're a listener and if you have, you lived in Lorraine, you started here and you plan on never coming back. We want to talk to you. I want to hear that perspective.
I know a couple people. I want to talk to someone
that they're never coming back. They left. They're like, you know what? I'm going to do something else. So, like, I wonder what they do for mm-hmm. their community that they're in now. I mean, they may be fully ingrained at this point.
So there's a Kendrick Lamar, like part of his song. He was like, his mom was like, Kendrick, the city misses you, but you don't have to come back. So just get back with your words of encouragement to follow up on what you're doing. Like, you don't have to come mm-hmm. back and give money essentially, but like some type of motivation to get them maybe out the city just for a little bit to come back. Like, that's
fine.
I would want to see the perspective of how they talk about Lorraine after they left and they know they're not coming back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is it good or bad? Because then that's what would help us in the long haul.
Yeah, you it's like, say, hey, look, there could be so many different sides of that. Yeah, I left because of college and I never came back because I have better opportunity here. That could be the only thing they say. Or they could say, that's a dump, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Potholes left and right on the streets and shit. You know?
Mike Huff is a great example of that. Mm-hmm. He'd be a great person to talk to about this.
Which... we've had conversations too, Mike, if you're listening, you already know about this. Like, so he's in Florida, which is fine. And the perspective is like, nothing's there for me, Lorraine, other than family. So I don't have to come back if I don't need to. Which, like, okay, that's a perspective. Like, but
see, for me, perspective, like, I would never move to Florida. I don't like Florida.
Have you ever been?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you went to Miami.
Oh, yeah, I was.
When just, you wasted the Henny.
But
that's a different combo for a different
like,
a lot of tears.
It's
a trigger
like,
for me.
Florida, like, it's just not my type of area. Like, it's not what I'm, not what I would like
to. But that's your perspective on it.
Exactly. So, and now we'll jump in a little bit with Florida talk and perspective. So last week I was in Florida and I really enjoyed it.
You saw a different part of it.
Yes, I saw a different part of it.
I did see a different part. Yeah, I enjoyed it though. I thought it was really nice. The weather was nice. People were nice. Food was good. Food was good, but it wasn't like great.
There were some.
You a food reviewer, and you kind of like hesitated.
It was expensive. It was more expensive.
That's why it didn't taste so good.
So question.
The price. Hey, we ancestors. We learned. We learned. We a little bit closer than we know.
Get out of here.
So my perspective is like, if I had the opportunity to go down there, maybe I would. I don't know. Like someone, my grandpa was like, "Are you going to go back to that same place?" You know. I'm like, I don't know. But
I think it's cool. Would you be the typical Ohioan who will work here all of his life, and once you get tired of the winter, you can see yourself retiring in Florida?
That's what most people
do. Or like a town, like a townhome.
Like, that's what April said. Like, I talked to her yesterday. Yeah. She's like, I want to be a snowbird one day. Like, hey, she said, I hate the fucking winter. I was like, damn. Sorry, you spoke that with like some ferocity behind your voice.
But
then I asked my dad.
And people in Florida do the opposite. They come up here.
Yep. And he's older and stuff. And he's like, I don't got to go nowhere. I don't got to work. I'm chilling.
He's like, this
is what I do. When it's snowing, it gets real bad. Sucks that for those people that got to drive to work, drink another cup of coffee. I'm like, God damn.
He can just look out the window.
Right. I ain't got nothing.
Goes to the thermostat. It's 78 in here. It's 78 in Florida right now, so we about the same.
But, I might have to shovel a path to the garage, but that's about it.
Having a staycation.
I mean, you earned that right working at the studio.
Exactly. For 43 years.
You damn near almost... He's almost died in Steelman, you know what I'm saying? So why would you go out in a winter fucking blast and risk your life? Nah.
Yeah, but perspective-wise, yeah. Vacations and things open you up to different... It goes back to knowledge. It goes back to experiences, and positive, negative. You know, I think that vacations could definitely open people to do different things, or not, or you know, vice versa. It could be someone that says, I'm not going back there again. Right. Fuck that, you know.
And I think to have a perspective on something, you got to do it more than once.
That's for sure.
And like, you went to Miami the one time, and your perspective of Florida is Miami, and Florida is not Miami.
That's fair. That's
you know, and so now you go to somewhere else, and you see more the idealistic, you know, of what Florida is and what you're supposed to do instead of, you know, Miami's just
the party
flooded with people, and, you know, you go to... What was it,
John's Pass.
Madeira Beach, different part.
And I bet it was less crowded.
Calmer,
and just in general.
Bro, so calm. The sand was like sifted flour. It was like flour? It was really nice weather. It was
so
beautiful.
Perspective-wise,
you can get married on the beach?
If you did have a family, Clinton, you guys have families, right? So for a person who has kids and wants to just get away with their kids, I think Sarasota, Florida, is a good spot too, because it's like, it's not as crowded, but you can tell it's like family oriented. Like, you go to the beach, the sand is like immaculate. Like, it's that type of energy.
I've heard good things.
Like, you take your family to Disney, and all you know is Florida is Disney World, Universal, and it's Mickey Mouse this, Mickey Mouse that, Goofy, and you know, Donald. And no, there's way more things you can do in Florida than just go to
Disney World.
And I think that's how I'm kind of feeling with Vegas. I think there's way more than Nevada. There's
so many places right now.
There's so much that I want to see opposed to staying on the strip at Vegas.
Next time me and Jamie go, we're going to go do the haunted hotels and all the
other things. See, and that's another perspective. Like, anytime you go to Vegas, it's a different experience. Anytime you go to a different state, it's a different experience. Like, it's just where you are in that state.
I think you just need multiple opportunities to have a broad perspective.
This topic right here is so broad because it's we're talking about traveling and being in different places. And Abigail even brought up something on the plane ride back. She was like, you know, she was like in her head, she was like, there's only like, you know, people go on a vacation a year and or maybe two a year. And then she was saying how many people only see one place in Florida, one place here, one place there. And mm-hmm. they may not be able to see everything, and you won't. No, we won't be able to see every single orifice of the world. And
perspective wise, I mean, if out of 12 months out of the year, if I can vacation for 6 to 10 times, that's good for me.
That's a lot. As you, bro, you're see, fucking.
You think so?
But see, that's your perspective, though.
But vacation is not as far. But again, perspective is like vacation. Like, I don't have to take a plane somewhere. I can just drive to Michigan. Mm-hmm. I can drive to Chicago. Those are vacations, but it's like a shorter.
Now, this is a broad. This is a giant. This is a wide idea. Now, when we bring it down to perspective of a job or somewhere here, something here, right. It gets a little bit. There is still a lot of factors.
Well, we all worked at B-Dubs, and I feel like all our three perspectives is going to be different.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
You know, and it's like, we've done this. We've done it. So we can. But I think sometimes that's the problem too. Sometimes your perspective is accepted by people that have done the same thing as you, instead of kind of understanding that you should be able to listen and hear and see what someone else has seen and you haven't.
Ooh, that's great. Yeah, this is actually really good. So we all worked at B-Dubs three different times. We worked together just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we did different jobs though. You were in the cook, I was in the front. You were in the front, but you also did you serve?
Towards the end.
So we all had different. So just in this scenario alone, there's three different people that did in three different eras and three different time frames and all changed.
But we all work with the same people though, low key. You work with Rachel.
Yeah, I worked with Rachel. Yep. There's Grant. We had an all-star crew at one point in time.
You guys did.
I mean, like I said, everybody just loved each other. We all clicked. The customers loved us and we knew all the customers. I was making anywhere from $40 to $80 a night in tips just hosting.
Wow.
Yeah, and cashiering just from like having great conversations. And once I got into serving, I was making great money. But yeah, like, I don't know. It was dope. But then, like, I saw the decline happen as the remodeling was happening and people were leaving. But some due to their own accord because of their personal habits and lives. But for the most part, man, that shit was fun when it was at its peak.
Do you often feel, and this is just a general question, do you often feel like no matter how much you try to explain it, like, people will never understand, like, your individual perspective, you're one of the best money people I know. So like if you don't want to do something for a financial reason, do you ever try to be like, hey, look, I just can't right now?
I try to. Yeah. So there, it's kind of funny. Like I can see, so say person A is like, yeah, I'm going to go like on a trip and do this and go buy this. And I'm like, man, that sounds like a lot of money. And they're like, well, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm like, all right.
That's perspective.
You know, he said,
fuck what I'm seeing. All I'm hearing is money.
Okay? Yeah, the math ain't really math. You know, shit.
But your pockets feel a little light.
But again, for perspective wise on money, like, some people value money differently.
That's true.
Like, so what's a lot to some of you guys may not be a lot to another person.
Absolutely.
Or maybe substantially a lot to someone who doesn't have anything.
I think sometimes a lot is a lot for everybody, but it's not the amount to have fun isn't a lot.
Right. That makes sense. So that's the question all of you guys. How much is a good time? How much does it cost, perspective wise?
To me, and if you ask me, it's priceless. Because if I really want to do it, I don't mind the financial loss because the memory I'm going to get from it, the euphoria I'm going to get from it, it's not, I can't put a tag on that. Mm-hmm. I know I want to do this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that subsides like anything I can ever like. A steak may be like $60, but the experience of having a steak is like taking
my mom to baseball games every year for her birthday. Like, I don't care how much it costs. Like, I'm going to continuously do that because the perspective that I have now of going to the baseball game, baseball games in general, mm-hmm. is me and my mom about to have a good time. Not even yet. If I'm exactly. not there or she's not there with me, I know this is something like, damn, I wish my mom was here. Every single time I'm there without her. Like,
so literally. That's where like traditions come into place. Like we're doing yes. this every year. So mm-hmm. now it's foundation that we're going to go on a camping trip every year. That's a memory.
Because see, real quick, I'm going to piggyback off what he said, like a $60 steak. Because you said that, and I was like, because I was like, I'll never pay that for a steak. But I'm going to actually put myself in this scenario. Like, if I was out in Vegas and I seen Chef Ramsay cooking steaks, and it was like $80 a steak.
I'll do it for the experience.
I'm going to spend that $80.
Yeah. For the yeah. experience. And I watched
him make my steak. It's like, yeah.
Also, like you said, like memories are priceless. Mm-hmm. But I think it also has to do with, like, that time period to the true end in your life. Yeah. Because, like, for me, like, yeah, I would like to do something, but it's like, I'm also saving up for a house. Like, it's just like, mm-hmm. I but it's like, let me, because at the end of the day, like, we don't want to move again. So, like, no matter where we find the house at, we don't want to move again because we want to be able to build memories there and then, like, save up savings to do trips like that and go someplace. And you know what I mean? So it's like.
So your next stop is your last stop.
Yes. I'm not. Ooh. Fuck moving, man.
Let me ask you guys this then. What's your guys' perspectives on sharing birthdays? Because your guys' birthdays is back to back.
Yeah, we don't share birthdays though. But
I'm having a cookout on his birthday because he won't be in town.
But like me and Leah,
I'm out of the country.
Back birthdays and we share birthdays like for the last like 4 or 5 years. We shared a birthday.
Yeah.
Party. Well, I mean now it's
and like you have a twin. Like mm-hmm. you legitimately have to share your birthday.
Yeah. Yes. My son shares same birthday.
But yeah. I think it's also like just a matter of like how you guys go about it, like. Me and him, like, we don't share birthdays because we celebrate different. Like, I'm a cookout guy. I'll have people over my house. Hey, let's go out. Let's go do this. Let's go
fine. Explore the world.
Not allowed to leave, so.
But, yeah, that's, like, how we operate. You and Leah, you guys grew up together. Like, you guys, you know, aunt and uncle. Me, yeah. Aunt and nephew.
Aunt and uncle, okay.
But,
That was a little curveball.
But you guys always grew up together to where you guys are always around each other, so you guys are more accustomed to doing the same thing.
Okay, but so you and I see each other once a week. And what do you mean? You guys' birthdays are one day apart, just like ours.
But our perspectives of how we like to celebrate our birthdays are different.
And so are me and Leah.
But yeah,
who's the ringleader of this that puts this together?
Yeah,
that,
like who put
so for the last couple of years, I've been letting Leah do it just because is the younger one.
Well, why don't you just tell her I want to do something?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. The next couple of years coming up, Daddy got it. Okay, we doing what I want to do. Okay, that sounded weird saying that with Leah.
That's why I laughed. I'm like, man,
take that back. Clip that one.
Daddy stuff.
Hey, this is favorite dynamic. Clip that one out.
Sound like we're in the South again.
Oh goddamn,
old brother.
Brother.
No, we from across the pond. Man. We just learned that. We from across the pond.
Yeah, so I mean, again, just going back to perspective wise, because this is a broad conversation, because you can put so many things inside of this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. For
perspective
sure.
can just be any kind. And I think you were saying that you have trouble with icebreakers.
Yes.
Perspective is a great way to break the ice on something that, whatever you're trying to approach, whatever the situation is.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So yes, maybe, like, yeah, but I say maybe if you think about it like that.
Trouble
I think,
with icebreakers. So when we were talking about opportunities and stuff like that, like I mentioned a point to where me and John were at a fest, and I said, I can do the conversation, but I need you to like start it first. Because sometimes I just come off real fucking awkward and goofy. To where like sometimes I feel like that enables me to kind of build up a good structure of a conversation.
I'm just trying to imagine what you say. Initial conversation, like,
well, sometimes if I'm like,
you know, I'm like, cheeses, cheese.
If I'm on my, like, if I'm feeling good, like, I'll, like, hey, my name is Jacob, I'm part of
you drink IPAs or stouts,
I'm part of IU Media Group, who produce a SNS podcast along with multiple other shows. And I think you'd be a good guest to be on the show. I've seen what you've done, I've seen your growth through Facebook, I see how you can attract different customers to your store.
So, are you selling something or are you just existing?
hit a period somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it sounds like, I'm not gonna lie, it sounds like it's like scripted though.
But yeah, that's not, but see, like,
that when does I sound scripted,
but that's not. It's not scripted at all. Like, I don't, like, whenever I see these people,
But the perspective,
the perspective you guys see, it sounds scripted, but.
But you got to understand, maybe that's what they're saying, too, though.
That's true, too. But, I mean, it helped me get somebody's contact information and build a.
I would say maybe.
But I do come off too talkative sometimes.
I feel like eavesdropping is the best way to ice break.
Which
is the kind of like a bad way to ice break, but it you know, as long as you can kind of stay within like a respectful.
Yeah, say right now we're all at a bar and I come sit at this table. You guys are already there. I'm just sitting, waiting, and then you might may say something that's
talking about the Lakers.
Okay, I'm like,
shitty.
You guys don't like the Lakers? And then that's the eye picker. Like, you don't like the Lakers? What do you mean?
He's like, man, I'm going to beat this dude's ass right now. Right.
I mean, it's casual to icebreaker. Right. I always just ask, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. That's the most simplest icebreaker.
Yeah, but I think how he was saying it is, how does he icebreak and present the opportunity to be, businessman, but to...
Get somebody to...
Yeah, to get further more information right. And actually have this conversation actually lead to something else.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
There's a difference between a conversation to have a conversation and having a conversation to maybe a collab, maybe a guest on the show, maybe a more professional.
Right.
Like, I can shit talk with anybody. Problems. But when it comes to the professionalism, I sometimes start off too goofy to where I can't recover to have a business type of conversation opposed to just a we're just shooting the shit to have the conversation.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I get exactly.
Kind of like the one girl.
I could break what's down and like explain something on? To you, but at the end of the day, that's something you're going to have to work on.
Right.
You talking about like, Sade?
Yep. She was like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur and anybody could just say, oh, me too, and just have a conversation, but how do you productively have a conversation to where, oh, you're an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur, how can we help each other? Right. Be like, better.
What's your marketing?
Everybody doesn't share that same genuine spirit and mindset, though. Like, mm-hmm. some entrepreneurs are just like self-centered. Like, it's all about me. Some are like, how can we help each other? So there's like, again, there's different tiers of collabs.
People could be in it for the, oh, that's my idea. Oh, people could be. At the end of the day, I think we can all just agree. Like, our whenever the IU Media Group wants to do a collab, we're doing it because we want to do it, and we want to do it for the city. It's more like, who cares about the idea at the end of the day?
What city again?
Elyria, baby.
E-Town.
44035.
But yeah, just in general, like...
Is that the area code?
44035, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so...
You would know.
Yeah, just... I think it's... We have to understand the perspective of we're in it to do it for the city and do good, not in it for... credit for an idea, credit for who? I think that should just is.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Perspective.
Someone might say, "I want that to be my idea. I want people to know it's me."
Yeah, I want them to fucking know my fucking.
So at that point, like, are you like trying to prove yourself to people? If you feel like I have to be the head of,
I don't gotta prove shit to
nobody. Man, like Drake said, it ain't about who did it first, it's about who did it right.
Ooh,
it's true. Can we just
gem of the day?
So how do we wrap an episode like this? Because we already did a health check.
I mean,
Cliff's got to do this, technically.
So perspective-wise, I mean, technically, this is a two-part episode, or we're trying something different for our audience. So
we have tacked one word, and we've been brutally just beating it up the whole day.
That's our bitch now.
So yeah. So since we didn't hear a mental health check from you,
okay,
from our one word focus type of episodes.
So perspective wise, how are you feeling, Mr. Clifton?
I'm on a 4. Again, I am dead. I'm a 4.
I'm a 9 now. I'm bringing my number up. Hold on. The average just went down.
Like I said, I need sleep, I need food, I need everything to fucking recover, man. My 30-year-old body is letting me fucking
have it. Oh, stop sounding like you older or some shit.
You got a shirt that says lucky on it, and just my perspective right now.
I'm fortunate to be walking right now.
Doesn't look like it's working.
I'm just lucky to be walking and up and like kicking it with y'all, so that's why I'm wearing a shirt. Look at me slapping shit. I have no mic etiquette today. I'm coughing all over the fucking place.
So, perspectively, we need a great gem from you to help bring up your 4.
Okay.
And while he's looking up a gem, don't forget, we have merch for sale.
Europe.
CreativeGeniusBrand.org.
Somebody want to go grab that so we can show
it? Say it's www.
Or can we take a picture and kind of like
CreativeGeniusBrand.org. Click on the tab IOU. Get your merch. We have bucket hats. We have Shenanigans Summer. We have
a lot of things. We got a hoodie over there.
Yeah, we have a hoodie. You can't see it. It's off camera. But
it's off camera.
But like John said in one video, buy your merch. Dude, when you said that shit, had me weak as fuck. All right, what you got?
Oh, okay. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty.
That's a perfect perspective. honestly. That's a great way to end the episode. So,
Winston Churchill.
Again?
Shout out Winston.
Wait.
Not the cigarettes.
My boy.
Winston Churchill, what did he do?
Yeah, I think he was from UK.
Right.
And he did, like, he was a...
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
What is that?
I'll say we'll talk about it off camera.
I'll say it right now.
I know you would.
I'm pretty sure he supported the Nazis. I'm not going to cap.
No, he fought them.
Did he fought
them?
He fought them?
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I was talking about the politics when I did that.
Oh, I didn't know what he was. Hey, I knew he was in the war some type of way. I didn't know if he was an ally or the Axis.
Okay, he had a great influence over in the UK. Let me
just put it that God.
Well, all right, well, that was my perspective on that one.
It's been an episode.
That motherfucker was bad.
And in my perspective, it's been an episode of It's On Us. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube. We're almost to 100. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, new productions coming.
Yeah. Make sure you don't just follow us anymore. Make sure you follow everybody else that we got on
the Vibe, Mark and Jake Beer Reviews. Yep. We got 3 shows, 3 productions, mm-hmm. more on the way. Take it easy.
But more recently, though, The Vibe.
The Vibe.
You guys go check that
check
out.
Check them out.
Check them out. Episode 1 just dropped. Yep. I think episode 2 will drop by the time this already dropped.
No.
Nope.
After that.
But soon to be, though.
Yep. Till next time. Bye.